This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. In the words of Dr. Frankenstein...
Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Those words from the 1931 classic film are also the title of a new exhibit at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. It's Alive features a trove of rare posters from vintage horror and sci-fi films. The man who's amassed them over the decades is the guitarist for the heavy metal band Metallica, Kirk Hammett. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on the museum's melding of art, movies, monsters, and metal.
Kirk Hammett acknowledges it's kind of novel to be shredding at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem.
The world works in mysterious ways.
The guitarist says the seeds for his creepy but stunning poster collection were sown early.
I have been obsessed with the horror movie genre ever since I was 5 years old.
That's when Hammett saw the 1962 Spine Chiller.
The Day of the Triffids.
From that moment on, I was hooked.
In time, Hammett would channel his obsession into chasing, buying, and preserving original horror and sci-fi movie posters from the 1920s to present day. About 100 of his pristine finds are in the new museum show.
This has been a goal of mine for like the last 25 years, to raise awareness on how beautiful the design and the graphics are in a lot of these posters, especially the posters from the 20s and 30s.
I am Dracula.
Dracula, the mummy, you know, Bride of Frankenstein. In the 40s, you know, the Wolfman. In the 50s, you had all these wacky sci-fi flicks like It Conquered the World.
The list goes on. Hammett is taken with these posters' style, emotion, and marketing savvy. He says they convey a romanticism and elegance that promise more than just a good scare. They are nothing like what we see today at the multiplex. Enter the museum gallery, and you end up face to face with Frankenstein leering at you from a 6-foot-tall frame.
It is the only surviving example of this poster.
Curator Dan Finnemore says artists created piles of posters for the Hollywood movie machine, but most were destroyed. This original 1931 Frankenstein poster survived accidentally after being sealed up in a projection booth. Finnemore says the monster's image is indelible, along with the captivating 1932 mummy poster nearby.
The green face of the wrinkled visage of the mummy, and then this very abstracted sort of layering of color, this lithographic crayon work of yellow and orange and red all flaring behind him, yet he actually appears almost serene.
For Finnemore, the visceral artworks have the power to evoke personal reactions, which is the museum's goal.
Some of the images, when I walk through the show and I look at the collections, I realize that I've seen this before, or this has lingered in my brain for a while, and when I saw this years ago, it's never left my memory. I find that fascinating. Obviously, that's effective advertising, but it's also art with great impact.
Finnemore says he went through thousands of Hammett's posters to create the exhibition's narrative. He hopes it speaks to people who haven't seen the original Mummy, Creature from the Black Lagoon, or Crawling Eye. The show traces the form's evolution as a creative marketing tool. It also explores how society's fears played out on movie screens in different eras, from undead monsters in the Depression to alien invaders during the Cold War. This UFO sound that evokes the day the Earth stood still plays in a loop in the gallery. Finnemore says the poster artists are unknown because the studios wouldn't let them sign their work. He believes the top-notch design, painting, and lithography techniques come through in a museum setting.
They're properly displayed and well-lit, which is very unlike the way they were displayed in their original context. There's so much in the posters that I think you can't help but sort of respond to them.
The movie posters are a constant source of inspiration.
Here's guitarist and collector Kirk Hammett again.
And a lot of my guitar playing is very dark. And that is fed by these movie posters.
Hammett even has custom guitars with images of the mummy and Frankenstein on them so he can look at their faces while he plays. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
It's Alive opens tomorrow at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem. You can see some colorful and pretty creepy photos at the artery section of WBUR.org, our home for arts and culture reporting.